Malcolm Stewart, the Dragonback King, although RV says that he was the Dragonback King. Who was the king of the Dragonback?
Me. I mean, me and RV can line up right now, and we can clock, see who hit the Dragonback faster, and I'll tell you right now, I'll die going fast as that. So,
good night for you. A good last one. Hard to make up time, man.
Yeah, you know, the track was fast. It's been fast all day. It's nothing new. Obviously, I mean, if the track was even flat, the guys were just faster, whoever was faster. You know, it is what it is. And no, overall, it was a big learning curve for me. I mean, it's my first time with the team, you know, the first big race, you know, for me. So, I mean, I haven't had that much time on the bike, especially up to this level. You know, Montreal was a quick, you know, it was just a stock bike, you know, whatever. So getting on there, you know, full on, you know.
Some show of stuff on.
Getting some actual show of stuff and everything. It was definitely a good learning curve for me. So we made a couple changes. Obviously, we know that we can definitely get the bike better, and it's only going to get better from here on out. So I'm happy. You know, the team owner, Mike Genova, is happy. Tony's been killing it, you know. So we, you know, us leaving out here with a top five is good.
Yeah, I mean, for this competition and for your starts, I thought it was not bad.
Yeah, no, the first two starts were terrible. Right. The last one was way better.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm happy. You know, I'm happy. I'm a little disappointed how I rode in the third one, but the track was so fast that, yeah, I was at the end of the day, I was like, I ain't going to take any chances. I know I'm in a decent position, and I need to make some money.
Did you need Eli come close in that last one? Was it as scary as it looked, or no?
I think Anderson is the closest one. I think I was going to get my head sawed off by in the sand. You know, yeah, I'm a text him tonight. I'm like, bro, no more Call of Duty for you.
hey, man, yeah, nice to see you out here. Good third main, and it is what it is with this track. I mean, you just can't get that bummed if you're not up front. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, the guys in front of me was riding good. Obviously, Reeve was riding really good. So, I mean, everybody was riding. My teammate, Vince. He turned it on that last one. I couldn't catch him. So, I mean, it is what it is. We got out here. We got a top five. We can just put it on the resume.
And next up for you is Spain.
Yeah, Spain. And looking forward to Tokyo. Tokyo is actually before that.
Wait, is Tokyo happening? I think I was supposed to go, but I don't have a ticket.
I got a ticket. Okay. So, right. I got a ticket. All so right. I'm looking. I'm hoping.
You're in. I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only reason I want to go to Tokyo because Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, and I just really want to know if they really do it like that. That's it. That's the only reason I want to go to Tokyo.
Bro, that was the worst one of the seven.
You're probably right. None of the main guys was in it, so, it's, you know, look, dude, hey,
right.
It's Tokyo, dog. It was, you know, I want to see if they really like that over there. So.
Well, breaking news, Tokyo is happening, and I'm out. So I just found that out. I thought I was in, but I'm out. Anyways, thanks for the interview, and nice work tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.